Hi, this is Denise LaRosa, and you're listening to Mom Talk with Denise LaRosa, a podcast show created by a mom for moms. I do not take for granted that you have a lot on your plate, yet you are taking the time to listen to my show. I am truly grateful. Today's podcast is brought to you by the Pittsburgh Association for the Education of Young Children, a founding partner in the Pre-K for PA campaign. Pre-K for PA launched in January 2014 as a nonpartisan issue campaign with the goal to ensure that every 3- and 4-year-old in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania will have access to high-quality pre-kindergarten by 2018. Today, nearly 11,000 individuals, 550 organizations, and over 100 leadership council members have joined the campaign to ensure that investing in our children is the right choice and an urgent necessity. Join Pre-K for PA on its mission by visiting www.prekforpa.org today. Be sure to stay connected by visiting www.denisenlarosa.com, following me on Twitter at DeniseNLaRosa, and liking my Facebook page, Mom Talk with Denise LaRosa. It is my hope that Mom Talk with Denise LaRosa will motivate, inspire, and inform you along your journey in motherhood. So let's dive in. The Ultimate Play Day is a day-long celebration focused on the idea that play is a crucial aspect of everyone's life. Hosted by the Playful Pittsburgh Collaborative, the Ultimate Play Day is an opportunity for the Pittsburgh community to come together in a centralized location to engage in and learn about play. Last year, approximately 400 Pittsburgh community members flocked to Schenley Plaza and the Carnegie Museum of Art to become acquainted with the Lozzie Worm and engage in a wide array of playful activities. This year, local and regional organizations will host play stations throughout Bergwin Park to provide a holistic model of innovative and creative play. The event will feature outdoor play, an opportunity to create with natural materials such as small logs, rocks, and acorns, games made from recycled material, art, the imagination playground, storytelling sessions, hula hoop play, and drum circles. There will be play for every age, from the very young to the most seasoned. In addition to modeling and inspiring innovative play, the third annual Ultimate Play Day will demonstrate how we as parents, educators, artists, and community members can incorporate play in our everyday lives. The featured activities are carefully selected as ones that can be replicated at home, in school, and at our neighborhood park. This celebration will also introduce community members to playful organizations such as the Carnegie Museum of Art, the Saturday Light Brigade, Kids Plus Pediatrics, PAEYC, also known as PACEY, Pittsburgh Parks Conservancy, and many more. My hope is that this event will spark conversations regarding other play-based topics, including play and learning, risk and play, nature play, and play through design. Please take a listen to my conversation with Kara Simonillo as we discuss the importance of play and this amazing event.
Kara, I can't thank you enough for doing this interview and talking about Ultimate Play Day. I love, love, love this. And I would love for you to, first of all, to start off by explaining to the audience, what is Ultimate Play Day and when and where does it take place?
The Ultimate Play Day is a day-long celebration that's focused on the notion that play is a crucial element in the healthy growth of our life, no matter what your age is, whether you're 2 or 92. We're hosting our third annual Play Day, actually, and it's going to be located this year in Bergwin Park, which is in Greater Hazelwood.
That is awesome. I love that. I'm such a huge fan of play. I'm just a kid at heart, and being a former elementary school teacher, I really taught primarily the primary grades, kindergarten and second grade. And just what you're doing with Ultimate Play Day is just, for me, just a dream come true. I think I will have just as much, if not more, fun than the kids.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. As a mom myself, this is an issue really close to my heart. It's so important to play, you know, for children's development. But then even when I think of my own self and being a working mom and how important play is to relieving stress and getting outside. And so I'm lucky enough to have a job that enables me to support something that's really close to my heart. So I hope folks come out to the Ultimate Play Day. And if I didn't say it already, it's on Sunday, April 26th from 1 to 4.
Because we really do hope that a lot of our listeners in the Pittsburgh area will travel to this event. It's going to be so much fun. And so what exactly is the Playful Pittsburgh Collaborative? Because this is something that's really interesting, and I think a lot of parents should know about it.
Yeah, so the Playful Pittsburgh Collaborative is a group of individuals and regional organizations that are working to increase awareness about the importance of play and sort of the healthy development of people's lives, no matter their age. Each one of the member organizations has a different mission, but what underscores all of our work is that we know that play is an integral part to achieving our organizational mission. And what we learned is if we came together as a collaborative to support that issue, we'd be a lot stronger together than we would be tackling sort of the need to increase the awareness about the importance of play individually as an organization. So we've come together and came together sort of organically about a year and a half, almost 2 years ago, and the collaborative's grown to about 18 different regional organizations, and we meet on a monthly basis, and we set sort of an agenda for the year, and we go forth through the year promoting play. So we do it both as something that is talked about in community conversations. So one of the things we've tackled is the conversation about the role of risk in play, to then modeling what we mean by the importance of play through something like this Ultimate Play Day.
It's amazing. And you know what, Carrie, we touched on this a few moments ago as mothers, and I really want to dive into it a little bit deeper about how critical play is to the developmental process of young children and their success. Because I feel like we're living in the day and age of technology, and I'm not knocking technology. We wouldn't have this podcast if it weren't for the growth and evolution of technology. But it really seems like we've lost that sincere moment of play, and for various reasons, safety, you know, the busyness of the lives of the family members and parents in particular. But I know, like, growing up, and I'm 34, but I just even have seen a generational change since I was little. You know, the days of when your grandma, grandpa, mom, dad, or babysitter would just say, go out and play. And you'd go outside and play until the sun was going down. And now we are kind of we have our children strapped to technology in various forms, whether it's video games or the iPad. And again, love that. But we're really missing the importance of play. It's not just a matter of just getting children to run outside and burn energy. There's really, scientifically speaking, developmentally speaking, there's really an important role that play plays. So do you mind explaining that a little bit in detail?
Yeah. So again, you raise a really, really good point. What we know about play is that it is optimal to brain health no matter what your age is. Play is crucial. For children, and especially young children, play is the experience by which children begin to learn self-regulation. And for folks that don't know what self-regulation is, kids are born and they are completely dependent on their adult caregiver for meeting their needs. But over time, as they mature and grow, they have to gain their own internal control for themselves. And that's what self-regulation is. And it's through play that children grow that skill. So it is absolutely fundamental to children's health that they have opportunities to play, because that's where they grow those self-regulation skills. And we know that self-regulation skills are the skills that are needed for sort of every success in life, whether it is learning to read, learning to count, whether it is, you know, in middle school, in high school, applying yourself to your studies, whether it's into adulthood, sort of knowing how to negotiate with others in the workforce, you know, and then even as you age, we know that play keeps your brain really young. It's helped what keeps it malleable. So play is fundamental to the developmental success of young children going all the way up into late adulthood. And there is a ton of brain research that indicates so.
That's just wonderful that you just broke that down for us, Kara, because it is important that we shed light on what play does for us developmentally speaking. And, you know, I know this is something a little off the record that I wasn't planning on asking you, but when you mentioned play, maybe we should back up a little bit, if you don't mind, and really explain what we're talking about. Because some people might think of free play or structured play. Are you really talking about like a combination of the two, or, you know, what exactly is play so that families can really be thinking about a lot of things they probably are already doing?
Yeah, you know, when we are talking about play, we are most interested in sort of unstructured play, where children have the opportunity to script for themselves how to engage with their peers, with materials, with the outdoors. It doesn't mean that we're promoting unsafe or non-monitored situations and experiences, but it does mean that they get to self-choose or they get to decide for themselves how to engage in experiences with others that they create for themselves. So, you know, it's dramatic play. It's imaginative play. It's hopping around and seeing yourself as a frog. It's loud and boisterous play. You know, one of the things that we know is really essential to children's development is big body play, which is what, you know, what you often see with some of our children. They're really loud and they're using all of their limbs and all of the force of their body. That's really important because they're learning what their body can do and what they can't do. So play is the one, the, sort of the definition of play that we're really talking about is that more unstructured play, the opportunity for kids to develop in their own minds what it is they want to play with, how they want to play, how they want to engage with their peers, which really grows negotiation skills. So it's that sort of more unstructured, unscripted aspect of engaging in the world.
I have more with my conversation with Kara, but first, let's take a moment to thank our sponsor. The Pittsburgh Association for the Education of Young Children, also known as PACEY, works to support high-quality care and education for young children from birth until age 9 across 10 counties in southwestern Pennsylvania. PACEY provides professional development, community resources, and advocacy for the needs and rights of our children, their families, and the individuals who work with them. PACEY works to educate parents, individuals working in the field, and other stakeholders about the best practices in early childhood education and to help improve the quality of services provided to the children of our region. PACEY also works to communicate the value of early childhood education so that as a community, we can make wise investments in the future of our children. In addition, PACEY elevates the status of professionals working in the field of early childhood education so that we can continue to attract and retain individuals who are highly skilled and committed to children and their optimal development. PACEY is a founding partner in the Pre-K for PA campaign. As a parent and former elementary school teacher, I truly value the work that PACEY is doing. To learn more, please visit www.paeyc.org today.
Oh my goodness. When you were explaining that, it just gave me goosebumps because those are really magical moments when you see children engaged in play in that way. And really as parents, as caregivers, educators, just providing children that opportunity, giving, like putting like resources out there and just letting the children go. It's so amazing, isn't it, Kara? Like they just surprise you. Even my 2-year-old, hearing her engaged in like dramatic play and the things that she says and does, it's just so neat to see them really just open this new world and just you really learn a lot about your children when you see them engaged in play that way.
It is so true. And I think one of the things that we can do as parents and adult caregivers to children is to really go there with them in their play. So I know that I have had to catch myself, you know, when I hear my daughter say something and she, maybe she has a car in her hand and she has it sort of sailing through the air. And in my head, it's a car that she's sort of sailing through the air, but in her head, it's a plane. And so instead of correcting her in the way that she's engaging with that car in the air and saying something about it being a car, if it's a plane to her, go with her that it's a plane. You know, ask her questions about the plane. How did the plane get up there? Why does the plane have wheels? You know, but to go there with children as they are deep in their play, I think that's a really important takeaway for adults, that it's okay to sort of be in that land of imagination and to be what maybe people would see as not serious, but really for children, it is what they do and it's the way they learn about the world. So play is just, it's crucial. It's crucial.
Yes, yes. And Kara, thank you for bringing that up because that is something that's so important is to just go there with them because I, as an educator, I kind of, you know, and I'm not putting myself on a pedestal, but you know, when you're in family environments, we kind of see the world through a different lens. And so
that's right.
I've had moments like, you know, like I've had moments like that with my little one where she's, you know, doing the same thing, like you explained, the same scenario, like having this car and it's a plane or, you know, or using, you know, some other type of toy as a microphone. And you'll hear
yep.
people, you know, relatives correct and be like, that's not what that is. That's not what you use that for. And I'm like, no. Just let her go, you know, ask her questions about it, you know. So thank you for shedding light on that because that's so important. That plays an important role too. And I guess that leads me to my next question about the Ultimate Play Day event. What kinds of activities can families expect at Ultimate Play Day this year, and where can families go to learn more information about this wonderful, wonderful event?
Oh, yeah. I am so excited for the Ultimate Play Day. We have some really amazing activities planned. So we have really simple things that we can do at home with the children in our lives. Things like, and it's funny, it wasn't until I was a parent that I even sort of knew about this, but it's painting with water. So paintbrushes with a bucket of water on some concrete on a sunny day. A child can paint, can make letters, numbers, draw pictures, trace themselves on a playground, and the sun will dry up that water. Then they get to start all over, and they get a new canvas or a new palette, and they get to paint again. So we'll have simple things like painting with water and chalk drawing and bubble blowing. And then we'll have more complex things like Saturday Light Brigade is going to bring an audio playground. And an audio playground is where children get to play with sound and music and with their voices. And they'll get to make recordings and play with sound. And that's something that I think when you think of play, you don't necessarily think of what it would mean to play with sound. I'm excited for that activity. We'll have things like nature play. So the Pittsburgh Parks Conservancy will make sure that you have kids have opportunities to play with pine cones and logs and sticks, and they can build outdoor habitat. We're going to have the Imagination Playground, which is a larger-than-life foam blue block building system that people of all ages love to play with. We're going to have something called a Rig-a-Majig, which again is like a sort of like a larger than life erector set. So it has pulleys and wood and these huge nuts and bolts that are made out of plastic, and people can build whatever contraption their mind comes up with. So we're going to have a variety of different activities. And it's really just a day to be outside, to be playing, to play with children, to play with adults. We're going to have drumming, so you get to play with music. It's just going to be a day of fun. And it really, that's the ultimate goal, is just to be playing in whatever way fits you in that moment, and to be present in your moment and to enjoy play.
Oh, I'm so there. I'm so there, Kara. Like, I can just see myself there already. I'm so excited. And I hope our listeners in the area will definitely attend this event. And if you're not in the area, my goodness, I hope that there's an event like this where you live, because it's so important. It's so much fun. And another question too, Kara, is there a cost for this event?
No, it's actually a free event, so it costs you nothing. It's a great opportunity to take a bus into Hazelwood or to drive over to Hazelwood and see a community that maybe you're not familiar with and to spend the day there, but it's completely free. Again, it's April 26th from 1 to 4. It's on a Sunday afternoon. If history proves us right, it'll be a beautiful sunny day like the past 2 years have been, and it'll be just a fun day to, again, play. There'll be fruit and water and smiley cookies and, just a great day to get outside and play.
Oh, that's awesome. And is there a particular website that we can visit to learn more?
Yeah, so if you want to learn more information about the Ultimate Play Day, I highly recommend you visit the playfulpittsburgh.org website. It has information about the event, but it also has a great number of resources about why play is so important, both to the health of individuals, to children, but also to our communities. So it's a great website for additional information about play.
That's so cool. Thank you for sharing that. And my final question for you, Kara, is if you could talk a little bit more about your organization, because like you said, the Playful Pittsburgh Collaborative is definitely a group of some wonderful organizations in this area, in the Pittsburgh area. So you actually are from PACE, Pittsburgh Association for the Education of Young Children, and I am just thrilled about them being a sponsor. But you guys, what am I saying them for? You're part of this team, a fabulous team. And for PACE to be a sponsor of Mom Talk with Denise LaRosa is incredibly humbling and exciting, because you guys do some amazing work. So can you explain a little more about PACE and the work that you do in the area to support high-quality pre-K in our communities?
Yes, you're so sweet, Denise.
Thank you.
So PACE is, and you're right, we were a founding member of the Playful Pittsburgh Collaborative. But first and foremost, what we do is we are a regional organization. We're a local affiliate of the National Association for the Education of Young Children. Most people have heard about NAACI. So we're the sort of local affiliate for NAACI in the Southwest PA region. So we cover 10 counties and we focus on three sort of major buckets of work. One of the things that we try to do is educate parents and individuals who are working in the field of early care and education and other stakeholders about what best practices look like in early childhood education. And we help to improve the quality of the services that they provide to the children of our region. So we do that through professional development. We do that through working in collaboration with other both likely and unlikely partners, like folks from the Playful Pittsburgh Collaborative. But we really try and educate folks so that they do their best for the children of our region. The other big component of work that we do is we communicate the value of early childhood education so that we can make the best decisions when it comes to the future of our children. So a big part of what we do is advocacy. We're part of a statewide coalition that's helping to raise awareness about why it's important to invest financially and through time and other resources in early care and education of young children. So we do that year round. We visit with parents, we visit with legislators, and we try to make sure that's an issue that stays in the forefront of people's minds. The other thing that we do is we really work to elevate the status of the professionals working in the field of early childhood education. I think that's one of the fields, unfortunately, that historically has been undervalued. And so we are really working to help bring awareness about why this is such an important job to do. And so those are sort of the three big buckets of work. Right now, we are part of something called the Pre-K for PA campaign, which is a statewide campaign that is working to bring pre-K to children across the state. And we're doing that in collaboration, again, with a group of organizations all the way across the state. And that's important to us because what we know to be true is when you invest early in children, it pays off later. And so it's really important that children have developmentally appropriate early learning experiences. And that means things like play-based learning. It means that they have interactions with caring adults who can help to scaffold their learning. And so that's why we're also a member of the Pre-K for PA campaign and working to bring that to fruition across the state.
Oh, Kara, I just love it. I love it. And as a former elementary school teacher, I taught kindergarten and second grade, like I said earlier, I cannot stress enough how valuable the work is that Pacey is doing. It's invaluable. You can't even put a price tag on it. And I just really love the national organization that you're under, and locally, it's incredible. So, you know, for the listeners who maybe, again, may not be in the Pittsburgh area, look for an affiliate of NAACI in your area and definitely jump on board because this is so important. If you can get our babies off to the right start as, like, early on, like, right away, you're just really setting such a wonderful path to their success. It's just paving the way for them and you just can watch them soar. So thank you so much for that.
Oh, thank you so much, Denise, for giving us time to talk about our organization and the wonderful event that's coming up, Ultimate Play Day.
Thank you for tuning in. Be sure to stay in touch with me by visiting www.deniseinlarosa.com, where you can sign up for my newsletter, get some valuable mommy resources, and giveaways. You can also follow me on Twitter at Denise in La Rosa, on Facebook, Mom Talk with Denise La Rosa, and or email me at denise@deniseinlarosa.com. You have been listening to Mom Talk with Denise La Rosa. I will leave you with this quote by Joseph Shilton Pierce. Play is the only way the highest intelligence of humankind can unfold. Thank you for listening.